All this week, we're going to look back on the war in Iraq on this, the 10th anniversary. Today, we hear from Anna Konica, originally from Kurdistan in northeastern Iraq. She marks a different anniversary of the date in the late 80s when Saddam Hussein launched a chemical attack on the Kurdish village of Halabja, leaving thousands dead. That anniversary was this past weekend. When the Americans invaded Iraq in 2003, Anna welcomed them as a Kurd who felt vindicated. She then worked for 7 years as a translator for the U.S. military and then the State Department. But she says working for the Americans also made her a target of Islamic militants. She applied for resettlement in the U.S. It took 2 harrowing years before she was granted a visa. She and her family now live in Southern California. Anna joins us on the line. And Anna, so what are your thoughts on the 10th anniversary of the war?
The war in Iraq had 2 directions. The good thing is we were liberated from Saddam Hussein's regime. We fought Saddam Hussein for 40 years, but they couldn't topple him. Only this war, when the United States came to Iraq, they could topple Saddam Hussein. But the bad thing is what remained from that war, like the creation of the Islamic groups in Iraq, the lose of power, lose of the role of law.
I'm wondering, too, as you watch the Arab Spring, as dictators were toppled in other parts of the world, did you ever wonder to yourself, wow, if we had waited, maybe that might have happened in Iraq without the negative side of the war?
No. Iraq is a very different country, and it's a very different situation. It's not like the other countries. Iraq is a multi-ethnic country. Iraq has many nations in it, Arab, Kurd, Turkmen, and multi-religion, multi-everything. So Iraq is very different. So Saddam Hussein kept these ethnics under his power, and he was killing them. But the other regimes are very different. The other countries are suffering from the economic issues and political issues and corruption, but we were suffering from killing a whole nation. For us, Iraq was liberated.
But obviously, you're not living there.
I'm not living there for many reasons. I can't guarantee to feel safe because I can't guarantee that there is no Islamic group comes to Kurdistan area and find the people who work for U.S. government. And the second reason is I have a very pro-American family in United States. I have a sister. She lives in the United States from 1989, and my other sister lives here from 1997. So I have a strong relation with the United States. So I felt me or my children have that right to follow the good American dreams. Why not? Because we spent all our life from this war to this war to this war to that war. So it's time to relax and live in the United States and have the human rights. Let my children follow the American dream.
Well, you have a kind of a complicated relationship with America, though, because you said, you know, there was a struggle between defending America and admitting that they didn't protect you and other allies.
Yes, I'm not telling you that America came to Iraq as an angel and did everything very, very good. No, there were mistakes. One of these mistakes, for example, they did not know how many local staff they have working for them in Iraq.
How many of the local staff they had, yeah.
How many local staff are sacrificing their life for them? They didn't appreciate that most of people lost their life for America. They didn't protect their allies. Many of interpreters and translators or workers who worked for America were attacked in their homes, in their neighborhoods by the terrorist groups, and they were killed. I was so lucky.
Well, how about your view from the U.S. now of Iraq now and Iraq as the U.S. has left it? Are you satisfied? There are bombings on a regular basis, attacks on a regular basis, still insurgent groups, charges of corruption against the current leadership. Are you 10 years on satisfied, though?
No, I'm not satisfied. My opinion is America should not leave all their bases. They should have better plans for Iraq.
And, you know, how does that go over when you raise that opinion in California, for instance? What's your sense of how Americans feel about the war in Iraq, if they feel about it at all.
It's complicated. Some of people, they feel very bad for the war against Iraq, and some others, for example, if a family had a soldier in Iraq, they feel very good because they feel that their son did something right. So it's complicated.
I mean, you've just said you wish that U.S. troops would stay longer in Iraq. That's not a popular opinion here. What would you say to Americans who would say they just want, you know, don't want to have anything to do with it anymore?
They have that right to ask their troops to come back. But also, we as a people, we were invaded by this country. Again, I say we were liberated by this country. We had that right to say that America should stay longer. America should have a military base, a big military base, like you have in Japan, in Germany. America needs an American base in Middle East.
But as you know, the Iraqi government didn't want the U.S. troops to stay.
The Iraqi government didn't want that. But the Kurdish government wanted that. But unfortunately, they didn't work on that, and they didn't try to convince the Iraqi government.
Well, Anna Kanika, what about you? And we know you've had a hard time here finding work on different occasions, although your two children seem to be flourishing. Would you ever go back to Iraq? Are you waiting for Iraq to settle so that you can go back?
First, I'm waiting for my children to have education in the United States because this is one of their dream, American dream, to have degrees from the United States. And then I think go back to Iraq. I won't go back now because, for example, yesterday in Basra, Basra is almost the safest city in Iraq. Three big explosions happened yesterday in Basra. Many people were killed yesterday in Basra, in that safe city.
Anna Kanika, an Iraqi who was a translator for U.S. troops in Iraq and has relocated to California for the safety of her family. Anna, thanks for speaking to us, and best to you. I just wonder, will your family be doing anything to mark this 10-year anniversary?
No, because we remember that every day. But my family, we mark the anniversary of Halabja, which is the chemical attack against Kurd people.
Mm. Anna, thanks for speaking to us.
Thank you so much. Thank you for your time.
Okay, so as we said, tomorrow we're going to hear from war critic Andrew Bacevich. Also later in the week, what role did the media play in the Iraq War? And we want your thoughts on this, the 10th anniversary. Let us know your thoughts as you reflect at hereandnow.org, facebook.com/hereandnowradio. Take a break when we come back, among other things, how a judge's words are being read at weddings. Here and Now.